of Sigourney, Kyoto Football Broadcasting. This is Amos Greiner alongside Micah Harmson, and we're in Brooklyn, Iowa, mighty wet Brooklyn, Iowa, as rain just rolled through here about an hour and a half ago, and the field looks pretty wet, but the rain has decided to stop, and hopefully it'll be dry the rest of the evening, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a little soggy out here tonight, but for the most part, we've been looking forward to this day for a handful of months now to kick off some Sigourney Kyoto football tonight.
That's for sure. And they start the season with Class A runner-up, 2013 runner-up, BGM Brooklyn Bears. A pretty good team as you look across the roster and look at how they stack up across that line. There's some pretty good-sized kids lined up in that offensive line for the BGM Bears. So we will certainly have our work cut out for us tonight with the size of that line and returning a number of skill players on that BGM team.
Yeah, and we don't have the stats from last year, Amos, but like you said, they're going to average right around 260 pounds up front. It's going to be interesting to see how our offense and defensive line kind of handles that tonight as we go along.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's been 23 years since Sigourney Kyoto and BGM have hooked up. You know, they are in the same conference. Of course, in football, we play district play. This is a non-district game for the Cobras. So it's been a long time since these two teams have hooked up. Kind of neat to see two conference teams meet once again after a 23-year hiatus. For the Cobras, you know, we return a lot of skilled players. If there is a question mark, it's how will our line play throughout the year. Skilled positions, Micah, I think on the offensive side of the ball, we're in pretty good shape with Crawford, Gretter, Sin and the likes of Klett returning, but across that line we do have a lot of new people.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's definitely where we need to shore up some of our issues from last year. But like you said, you know, we got some veterans in the backfield with Striegel, Sirin, and Gretter and Crawford. So.
We'll take a timeout here for the playing of the national anthem, and we'll be right back with the rest of the broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brian. Please rise if you can have your face flag for the playing of our national anthem. There we go. We've got the playing of the national anthem completed, and we're just minutes away from kickoff. 4 minutes and 12 seconds until we go live for the 2014 football season.
We'd like to welcome to this evening's visitors, the Cobras of Sigourney, Kyoto.
As I said early on in the broadcast, it is mighty wet up here. There was a lot of rain that fell between 4 and 5:30 p.m. by the time I got here. Mike and I arrived at Brooklyn. It had passed over, and it is dry right now. We are not in the press box tonight, as the double-level press box is full with BGM Brooklyn coaches and Sigourney Kyoto coaches and videographers and radio stations. So it's a mighty popular game. We've got stations broadcasting this game from all parts of Iowa.
You know, like we were talking earlier, Amos, you know, we definitely, Sigourney Kyoto returns a lot of those guys, you know, from last year. We'll see how they're going to respond up front, you know, starting out and get the bigger type of line.
That's right. As you can tell, we are on the home side, not necessarily conducive to ideal Sigourney Kyoto broadcasting. Mike and I are having an extremely hard time hearing each other, but we'll try to do our best to bring you complete action as the plays take shape. Here tonight. What I would like to do is give a rundown of the starting lineup for the Cobras this evening. As I grab my sheet, on offense tonight, starting for the Cobras, at spinback number 20, Glenn Gritter. Tonight's wingback will be number 45, Peyton Crawford. At tailback tonight, number 11, Nate Sarin. Walking back will be number 16, Cole Striggle. At center will be number 50, Noah Booner. Draw in will be number 18, Isaiah Hahn. At quick end, we'll have number 8, Colton Powers. Strong tackle tonight, number 73, J.C. Dumont. At quick tackle, number 56, Curtis Kleck. At strong guard, number 54, Lane Booner. And at quick guard, number 69, Gage Brenner. On defense tonight, defensive linemen are Curtis Klett, number 56, J.C. Dumont, number 73, Isaiah Hahn, number 18, and Nate Owen, number 10. Good to have Nate back on the squad this year. At our linebacker, at our mic, it'll be number 16, Cole Striggle. And that the other linebacker position will be Gage Greiner, number 69. In our cornerback positions, we'll have number 20, Blaine Gritter, and the other cornerback, number 14, Colton Schwanke. In our safety positions, we'll have Peyton Crawford, number 45, number 11, Nate Sarin, and the final safety will be number 4, Ben Horace. So, Micah, we're just seconds away from the kickoff. It ought to be an exciting football game between two very talented football teams.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's kind of hard to know exactly, you know, the Sigourney Kyoto kind of, you know, how we ended up the year playing the tough game against Regina, you know, and definitely something that they can't look down on, that they played a really tough Iowa City Regina team who ran really deep into the playoffs. This BGM squad coming off a runner-up finish there last year to West Lyon, I believe, and definitely got some size up front. So we'll just see how our quick scrappy guys handle this tonight.
That's right. We did come off a really impressive. It was lost, no doubt, but it was a very impressive showing by our boys against a very talented Regina team last late October. So hopefully some of that momentum will carry over into this evening. You know, gone are the likes of Jeremiah Green, a major force for our team last year on defense. And then on the offensive side of the ball, obviously, we lost the likes of Colton Griner and Luke Lyle. So we'll be looking to some kids to step up and fill those voids, and hopefully the outcome will be positive here tonight against BGM.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, the fun part about football is you find out real quick who wants to play and who wants to step in and fill those voids from last year. We're going to find out here real quick.
It looks to me like are the Cobras going to be kicking off, I believe. And they will be defending the East goal. Kicking to the West, Cole Striggle will handle the kicking duties for the Cobras. Cobras are on the field, as are the BGM Bears.
Back deep for the Bears, number 7, Deep Knight, and number 2, Mason Sherwood.
Mason Sherwood and Knight back deep for the Bears to receive Striggle's kickoff. No signal yet. Ball is not set yet. So, folks, just bear with us. We are moments away, literally seconds away from the kick. As always, Micah and I would love to hear from you. You can text us at 641-660-0616. Let us know how we're sounding, and we will acknowledge you here on the stream. Ball is set now. Striggle's back to kick off. And the kick is away. Taken by Kilmer. Kilmer at the 15, brought forward about, Jace Knight, up to the 19-yard line. The BGM Bears will take over first and 10 from the 19 on a very wet field.
Yeah, nice gang tackle there by Nate Theron, Crawford, and number 2, McGill, I believe. They were all there, and kind of a no-gainer there on the kickoff, so.
Yeah, Mike, as we come out, we know we're going to show multiple different defensive sets. It looks like we got a three-man front here this first play from scrimmage. Jansen under center. And, oh, fumble on the play, but recovered by BGM. Coming in there hard with the hit, knocked the ball loose, but Jansen was able to jump back on it.
Yeah, also Striggles there real close. So it looks like a little bit of map confusion there on the BGM snap. We just got really good defensive line pressure there.
That's right. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second and 10. Still, ball sits on about the 20-yard line of BGM. As I mentioned at the start of the broadcast, BGM does have a lot of weight up front. But we were able to get good penetration on that last play. I believe that was Massengale across the 20 to about the 25. It's going to bring up third and 5 for the Bears.
Yeah, and Griner in there on the tackle. Defensive line guy got some good pressure, but they just kind of caught a little bit of the seam right there off tackle. So brings up a third and 5 type of situation.
Probably going to be a lot of running this evening with the field as wet as it is. Cobras show a 4-man front this time, 3rd and 5. Here's Jansen, handoff, right side, not much going. Pick up about 2. That will bring up 4th down, so there's a decision to be made here, Micah.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to send the punt team on. About a 4th and a long 3. A nice job defensively there by Glenn, by Griner and Striggle there on the tackle. Defensive line got a great surge and get the ball back, it looks like.
Looks like J.C. Knight back deep to punt for the Bears. Back deep to receive for the Cobras is Crawford. Oh, it's a fake punt. And it is incomplete, so the Cobras will take over an excellent field position. So a little bit of a trick play here early on, kind of a fake punt, and it did not work out for the Bears. So the Cobras will take over 1st and 10 at the 27-yard line of the BGM Bears.
Yeah, just the punter kind of strolled out to the right there. He almost looked like he was going to rugby kick and threw it out to the tight end, and he was well covered. So nice job by the Cobras.
Here the Cobras are in that familiar single wing set. Crawford in the backfield with Gretter. Oh, we got movement. It looked like Colton Powers might have jumped a little bit, but he might have been brought off. We'll see what the call is.
Yeah, more than likely, I think it's going to be...
It was outside. He was brought off. So that's going to be
5 yards against BGM. That's going to bring up first and five from the 20, around the 22-yard line.
Off a good field position. We got to take advantage.
We certainly do. This is where we need to capitalize. Still in that single wing set. Gretter with the snap. Hand off to Crawford. Crawford's rolling out to the right. Oh, he throws it. He puts it up the air for Coe. Theron caught in the end zone.
Touchdown,
Cobras. Just like that first play from scrimmage, the Cobras knock her in for six. So they go up on the first play from scrimmage. Boy, that, I hope we can hold that together the rest of the evening.
Yeah, just a little pitch out to Crawford there, and he found Theron in the back of the end zone. What a heck of a play to start there on offense.
That was a nice play. Cole Striggle on now to attempt the PAT. Gretter to hold. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. Cobras, after 2 minutes have passed, with 10 minutes left to go in the first quarter, Cobras lead 7-0.
Yeah, great little set of downs there. We were short. Get a nice little offside penalty there, and the first and five type of situation, why not take a shot?
So. Absolutely, and it worked out really good. Want to let all our listeners know who this broadcast is brought to you by. I'm going to read down the list of our sponsors, Producers Livestock in Harper, Iowa, Brenneman Construction, Fagan Elevator, Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, Quality Ag of Kyoto, Matt Greiner, Vision Ag, Vitato Incorporator and Showstopper Equipment, Town and Country Insurance in Sigourney, Lyle Insurance in Kyoto, as well as Garden Collier Jewelry, American Cleaning, and Medicap Pharmacy. If you happen to run into those people, please tell them thanks for sponsoring the broadcast of the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras. Striggle set to kick off again. The ball is set. The kick is on its way. And it hits at about the 20. It's picked up at the 15, moved forward, and finally brought down once he crosses the 30 to about the 35-yard line. That'll bring up first and 10. They're going to spot it at about the 36.
Nice job there, Nate Theron, making a tackle. He actually came around as one of the very few first guys down and kind of had a chasing down from the backside there. He kind of caught a little seam, so.
We'll see if the Cobra defense can hold things together one more time. Not much going at first set of downs. So we'll see if we can hold them again.
I formation.
Hand off. I believe that's Mappingale again. Good pursuit by the Cobras. Brought down at about the 40. Pickup of about 3.
Right now, our defense, we're just flowing to the ball really, really well. That was a little toss to the outside, and there was nothing doing. Picked up a long 3 there. But our linebackers are flowing to the ball really, really good right now.
Yeah, good pursuit by the entire defense. Doing a really good job. They haven't, they haven't ran a lot up the middle. You know, with as big as that line is, you'd think they'd be pounding it down the middle at us. Jansen under center, back to pass. He's going deep for Sherwood. Oh, he overthrows him out of bounds. Nicely thrown pass, just a little deep for Sherwood. That will bring up third down 7 for the Bears.
Yeah, and we're awful lucky there. He was out overthrown because we were beat from the first step. That was kind of a, he gave him a little stutter step, and he was gone down the sideline, and we just kind of got some luck on our side. He threw it out too long out of bounds.
Yeah, I believe Sherwood was a starter on that state runner-up team last year, so he's got a lot of experience, and it looks to me like he's got a little bit of speed as well. Jansen under center again. Pitch out to Messingale. Oh, and slipped in the backfield and brought down by a host of Cobras, looks like Crawford and Strickland on that tackle.
Yeah, they weren't fooled by that motion, tight end motion coming across. Strickland and Crawford sat home there, and that pitch was, there was nothing doing, so they actually lose about 2 there. Brings up a punting situation.
Punting situation, 4th and 9. Ball sits on about the 36-yard line. Knight back to punt again. We'll see. Hopefully, yeah, he is going to punt it this time. Back deeps Crawford. Crawford is going to pick it up. He picks it up at about the 30, 25-yard line. He's across
Oh, and he breaks loose. Crawford loose. He could take this one all the way. He is going to take it all the way. He did a nice little spin move out here at about the 35-yard line. Cut it out to the left and takes it all the way for a touchdown, Cobras.
Great play. He started off to the right there and spun back to the left and faked about three guys out there and missed the tackle, and he was gone to the races. There was nobody on the backside. Great play there. What a way to start the game.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, that's the Peyton Crawford we're all used to watching, and he showed us what he can do. Very, very good move by Peyton. Blaine Gretter on to hold for the Cole Strigel PAT. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 8:23 to go in the first quarter, Sigourney Kyoto Cobras 14, DGM Bears nothing. You know, Micah, to this point, you got to really, take your hat off to our defense. They have did what they needed to do.
Yeah, definitely, and hats off to the coaching staff just having these guys ready to play. If you could say anything right now, BGM just seems a little bit flat, and our guys are fired up and ready to hit and just capitalizing on some key mistakes right now. They're flying to the ball, and they've been having a lot of fun out there. There's a lot of jumping and hollering going on. It's just fun to see some good Sigourney Kyoto football right now.
Absolutely. You know, you come in to play a team that's coming off a year like BGM had last year. You don't know what to expect. But I think deep down, you know, our boys know they can play with anybody, and they're showing that here early on in this game tonight. The ball is set. It looks like Weber's going to kick off this time. Weber, 87, Weber. The ball bounces at about the 25, picked up by Knight. He moves across the 30 to about the 35. We'll call it the 36-yard line. Brought down, they'll start just about in the same spot they did on the last series of downs.
Yep, and Gretter and McGill, they're in on the tackle. They kind of set up the middle edge there and had a big pile of people. They just bounced out to the outside. Our outside contain guys short things up, but nice job there on a good return.
Absolutely. You got to be happy with the kickoff coverage. That's our third one, you know, of the evening here with 8:17 to go. The Cobras lead 14-0. Jansen under center again, Massengale in the backfield, in that I formation, in the tailback, hand off to Massengale, up the middle. He does move across the 35 to about the 40-yard line. He's going to bring up second and about six for the Bears.
Yeah, it looks there. We were in a four-man front. They ran slot up to the far side. They're trying to spread us out a little bit more. I believe, and trying to run the ball a little bit more at us. So we'll see how we kind of respond to that. They're probably trying to take advantage of some of their size up front. Let's see how the guys react to it.
We're going to call it second and five for the BGM Bears on the 42-yard line. Here's Jansen, handoff, Massengale again, nothing going. Great gang tackle by the Cobras this time.
Great pressure up the field. Our linebackers, Sheeran, Griner, and Striegel right there, nothing doing.
So that brings up third down in about four. A short four for the Bears. Ball sits on about the 43-yard line. Bears are set. Cobras are in that four-man defensive front with all those linebackers. Massengale again, stacked up. Nothing going. Might have lost a yard.
Yeah, I think he may have lost two, actually. Great pressure up the field by the defensive line. They're kind of doing a little submarine tactic up front right now, just kind of cause a pile, and our linebackers are running around making plays right now. The defensive line is doing their job, and it's just great to see. They're flying around right now. Brings up another big fourth down situation.
It sure does. Knight back to punt for the third time here in the first quarter. Crawford back deep again for the Cobras. Knight is going to punt it. He punts to Crawford. Crawford picks it up after a couple bounces. He moves one way, back across the other way, cuts it back to the left, to the right, and finally brought down
number
45. At around the 26-yard line. Pickup of a return of about 7 yards.
He got a great block down here by Cole Strigel. I don't know if you've seen that or not. His lucky left his helmet on.
I just missed that one. I was watching Crawford. You were watching the blocking. But I tell you, that Cole Strigl can hit some people, can he?
Oh, definitely.
He packed a punch. So, you know, the Cobras got a little bit of work to do here. You know, we've got some distance to cover here. We're in that single wing set. Gretter back to pass this time. He's got Saren out on the flat. Excuse me, that's Crawford out on the flat. Crawford moves forward for about 9 yards. It's going to bring up second down and one. Ball placed. At about the 37-yard line, it is second and inches, actually.
Nice little misdirection play there. You know, Peyton just squeaked out to the flat, and Blaine found him there. And a nice little play there. There's a second and short.
Will McGill checks in at that wingback position for the Cobras, number two, Will McGill. Crawford out to take a breather, it looks like. And the Cobras are going to huddle up. They're going to take a measurement. Timeout on the field for official timeout for a measurement. I know we're just inches short, I believe, Micah.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be about a football and a half length there.
Yep, that's the signal from the field, about a football and a half to go for a first down. So second and inches. For the first down.
This would usually be a little bit of a full Strigl time, I believe.
I would agree with you, and I see number 16 sitting back there in the backfield, ready to motor forward if his number was called on this next play. Cobras are set. Oh, the handoff is to Saren. Saren cuts it out to the... Oh, nice move by Nate Saren to break free. He brings it to the left side, gets caught by the jersey, spins... Gets broke loose and carries it across, picking up enough for a first down.
Yeah, you know, Nate did a nice job there. They had a linebacker come through and blitz and caught him in the backfield, and he kind of spun away from it and had enough to pick up the first down. So it's surprising we were going to the outside and not trying to run right at him there, short distance, but it worked. So
you set it down, so we'll see what we can do now.
Looks like we're coming out in kind of a rocky set here, double slot type of formation.
They do. Gretter, the lone back. Saren in motion. Fake to Saren. Gretter up the middle. Not much going. Might have got a yard, but it was a tough yard at that. He did, in fact, pick up about a yard. He's going to bring up second and nine for the Cobras.
Yeah, just a little end around there. The guard pulled across and tried to get the edge. Just not a lot going there, but.
Gretter's got the play in. They break huddle. We will see multiple different offensive sets from the Cobras this year. Not that just that traditional single wing set. Although we are in the single wing this time, Gretter spins, handoff to number 24, Jacob Wickenkamp. Hit in the backfield, loss of about, looks like we're going to lose about 2 yards on that one. He was hit and did a good job of spinning out. And made a few yards back up before he was brought down with a loss of about two. It's going to bring up third down and 10.
Yeah, right now we're kind of their defensive line's getting some pressure up the field, and you know, our offensive line just needs to get some directional move downhill movement going on.
That's right. We've been bringing some of the younger kids in here this series. We've seen Will McGill, now Jacob Wickenkamp in. Here's Gretter with the handoff to Crawford. No, excuse me, Saren. Saren around the left side, but not much going. Brought down after about a gain of 2 to 3 yards. That will bring up fourth down, and we'll call it about eight. So the Cobras are in a punting position here, Micah.
Yeah, nice little play call. You know, he was one tackle away and just got tripped up there. But a nice little run by Nate Saren.
So our punt team is on. Timeout, BGM Bears. We'll take this opportunity to recognize our sponsors of tonight's broadcast, Producers Livestock. Producers Livestock is proud to support Sigourney Kyoto football and wish the kids well throughout the season. Producers Livestock, for all your pig marketing and risk management needs, call Dick, Johnny, or Nolan at Producers Livestock in Harper, 319-461-0897. By Bremen Construction. Are you in the market to build a new home or just remodel a portion of your home or existing building? Call Gene Bremen. He and his staff will help you through the planning stages of the project. Granerman Construction of Kyoto, a proud sponsor of Cobra Football. You should see what they saw. Call Brenneman Construction at 319-330-3576. And by Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator in Kyoto would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team success on the 2014 season. Fagan Elevator, for all your grain merchandising needs, contact Larry or Dave Fagan at 641-636-3089. Well, we are set to punt, Micah. Crawford will handle the punting duties for the Cobras this year. We got Nate Saren in that mid-back position. Here's the snap. Crawford with a kick. Kicks away. Good kick. Fair catch taken. Fair catch taken, but kind of a late signal for a fair catch. But our kids did end up bumping into the receiver. So flags do fly. I don't think it was any flagrant foul there.
I don't think. I think our flare guys just on the outside didn't see the late. It is what it is. I don't think it was.
Apparently, they thought it was extremely flagrant because they're going to march up 15 yards. So we'll see what transpires here. I mean, it was a late signal by, I believe it was Knight that signaled, but you can't fault our kids, you know. They're ready to play, so.
Yeah, you know, and it might be one of those things, I think, just some youth and definitely just getting the jitters out there.
Absolutely. Here they are. We've got Jansen back in the backfield. Pitch to Sherwood. Sherwood brought down after a gain of about three. Massengale. Number 28, Massengale.
Nice job by Schwenke and Nate Searin here out on the edge. Dressing them down out of bounds. They do a nice job of pulling their guard outside to lead block for them. And Searin did a nice job meeting him in the hole and took him on and got the ball carrier to boot.
Yeah, pick up about four. It's going to bring up second and six from around the 46-yard line of the Cobras. The Bears, excuse me. Here's Jansen back to pass. Quarterback keeper Jansen breaks free, crosses over the 50 and across the 45 down to about the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it at about the 41-yard line of the Cobras.
Yeah, he kind of found a little seam up the middle there. The defensive ends came around the end and flushed him out, and he stepped right up and took off. That's just probably a little bit of experienced quarterback there. So we'll see how we respond.
First and 10 from the 47-yard line for the Bears. Massengale on the backfield. Jansen back to pass. Here comes pressure. Oh, he's got his tight end, and he's downfield, wrapped down, wide open there, brought down by Horace, but not before he carries it down to about the 9-yard line. So the Bears are putting a pretty good drive together here with 2:10 left. Cobras still lead 13-0, but the Bears are on the move.
You know, he took the quarterback does a nice job standing up in the pocket. He did take quite the shot from Curtis Plutt there on the backside. But he stood right in there and delivered the ball. DBs need to be more aware of that tight end sneaking out, but we'll see how he responds here.
Yeah, that Schwenke side, I don't know for sure if he got caught up or what happened. Here's Jansen, handoff to Massengale. Massengale still on his feet, but brought down. No gain on the play. It'll bring up a second down and goal for the Bears.
Nice job, Nate Searin and Ben Horace there making a heck of a play other than the no gain. Messengill's got some nice moves, but our linebackers are really pulling the ball.
1 minute, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leads 14-0. Second and goal. Ball on the 9-yard line for the Bears. Jansen under center. Here's a handoff to Massengale again. Moves forward on the left side. The left side off the left guard. Pickup of a couple. It's going to bring up third down and goal around the 6-yard line.
And they've been kind of in a traditional power eye formation here as they've gotten closer to the goal line. It'll be interesting to see how we respond defensively, how we respond here with our backs against the wall.
Here we are, third and goal from the 6-yard line. Jansen in the backfield, handoff again to Massengale. Massengale off that left side once again, and eventually brought down. Brought down at about the 3-yard line. So that's going to bring up a decision for the Bears. It's going to bring up fourth down and goal. I would say we're going to call it the 3-yard line. So it's they're going for all the chips, it looks like. Jansen's running back in with the play, and we'll see. I'm sure they'll probably do a pitch out to Massengale. He seems to be the workhorse for these BGM Bears. Sherwood split out to the left. Here's Jansen. Massengale again. And no, yes, he did get in. Massengale, BGM. It was kind of a late call. So the Cobras, he didn't get in by much, I would say. But with time expiring here in the first quarter, the BGM Bears do punch it in for the first touchdown of the night for the Bears. Score now 14-6, Sigourney and Kyoto. On to attempt the PAT is Andrew Crady. Kick is up, and it is good. So, as time expires in the first quarter, Sigourney and Kyoto leads BGM 14-7. You know, Mike, a pretty good first quarter, I tell you. We saw a lot of action. A little bit of trickery on both sides of the field with that opening play by Sigourney Kyoto, and then the botched fake punt by BGM. But BGM held their composure, comes back. They're still in this ball game. Just down one touchdown here as we start the second quarter.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've seen a few different things from BGM here on that drive. You know, they threw the ball down the field. The quarterback was able to scramble around a little bit. Defensively, they kind of made work of our defense. You know, we came out with a bunch of fire there that beginning of that first quarter. You just need to fly around to the ball and have some fun.
I agree. You can't doubt the enthusiasm our kids are playing with here tonight. You know, defensively, I've just been extremely happy with what we've seen out of the Cobras in this first quarter. Now we need to put three more quarters of that kind of play together. Take this opportunity to recognize a few more of our sponsors, the Kyoto Veterinary Clinic. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, located on Broadway Street in Kyoto. Doctors Brandstad, Swanstrom, and Griner are there for your entire pet or large animal health and wellness needs. With over 70 years of veterinary experience in this group, they are ready to serve you. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, a proud supporter of Sigourney Kyoto football. Contact the clinic for all your pet or large animal needs at 641-636-3888. Also brought to you by Quality Ag of Kyoto. Quality Ag of Kyoto would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team the best during the 2014 season. Contact Matt Griner of Kyoto, your local Quality Ag rep, for your crop input needs such as seed, chemicals, and fertilizer. Contact Matt at 319-461-6204. BGM is getting set now to kick off to the Cobras. Getting a little bit of feedback here. Hopefully our listeners aren't experiencing that. Kicking off for the Bears will be number 21, Andrew Crady. The kick is off. Back deep to receive is 45, Crawford. Crawford brings it in at the 10. He's got a seam. He's across the 20, across the 30, and finally brought out at about the 40-yard line. We'll call it the 38-yard line, but a nice return by Peyton Crawford gives the Cobras good starting field position.
Yeah, there again, you know, Crawford out in the space, you know, he does a heck of a job. But, you know, with the ball out in the open field, just kind of caught a little seam there and made a tackle or miss. He's just doing a nice job. We start with some pretty good field position here.
Cobras appear to be coming out in the single wing set. Actually, they're in that H-back set. Greer under center. There is a flag on the play. I don't know if that was movement on our side or if the Bears actually jumped. We will soon know. It is offside against the BGM Bears. That'll be a 5-yard walk-off. That makes it a little bit easier. That's first and five for the Cobras. And around the 44-yard line.
Yeah, and that's more of a kind of a double wing looking formation, you know, with two wing backs and the Striegel there as a fullback. Or maybe even an offset power eye, you could call it. It's off balance line to the left.
Here's a pass by, intercepted. Better had a guy open in Holland. One of the BGM Bears struck in front of it and picked it off. There was pretty good pressure coming on that left side. Nate Theron put a pretty good lick on a guy to free Greer, but Greer let her fly, and the kid read it perfectly, picked it off.
And then Striegel came in and then made a big hit on the interceptor, and it looks like he's down yet.
Yeah, it appears to be, I think, number two. That'd be the Sherwood kid that took a pretty good hit by Cole Striegel. I don't know if maybe it's a leg or what it is for sure.
I sure hope he's all right.
Yeah, you do.
Especially being the first game.
First game of the season at all. Boy, he snuck right in front of that pass there, and he had the wheels turning. He returns it to right around the 46-yard line. So they're going to have pretty good field position, 11:43 to play in the second quarter. Sigourney Kettle leads 14-7. But Sherwood down for BGM, still attending to him. The Cobras are huddled up over on the sideline. Sherwood is up. Walking off with a little bit of assistance. And now he takes his hand off, arm off the coach and is walking. So I'm sure we'll see him back in here before the night is over. So big break for the BGM Bears as they start first and 10 at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, and a little bit different offensive formation for SK there. Came out in that double wing formation and passed out of it right away. And just unfortunate, Sherwood kid jumped in front of it. And now we're going to have to play defense again. Swap formation to our side here.
Jansen under center. Hand off Massengale again. Massengale around the right side. There is a flag that comes in. More than likely holding in the vicinity. That flag. No gain on the play here. And it was holding. That'll be 10 yards. That'll bring up first and probably 20 for the BGM Bears. Cobras accepted. They're going to march it back 10 yards. It's going to put the ball just about in the vicinity where it was intercepted. Just a play ago.
Yeah, nice situation here for the Cobras to come up with a couple big plays and get the ball back here. You know, first and 20 situation.
First and 20 for the Bears. Here's Jansen back to pass. Throws it out. Swings it out. Griner there to make the stop. Luke Griner making his first appearance on the field.
It looks like Crawford comes back in. Griner trots off.
Second down, 18 for the Bears. Jansen right under center. Hasn't been in that gun at all. Kept that I formation set, Massengale at the tailback position. Jansen back to pass. Let's throws it up. Got a guy open. Overthrows his receiver in Knight. That will bring up third and long for the Bears.
And once again, he just outthrows him. He has a step over there on Schwenke. So,
not sure if Swanky's just not getting his footwork right or what's going on, but there have been a couple times where people have gotten past him. He'll have to make some adjustments and make sure guys aren't getting behind him, or that could be bad news for the Cobras as the night wears on. Jansen, the quarterback, under center again. Massengale on the backfield. He rolls out to the right, lets it fly, got a receiver open, but overthrows his receiver. And that brings up 4th and 20.
Nice job by the Cobras there. The coaching staff decided we're going to send a couple linebackers and put some heat on them, and he overthrows his receiver. So,
give a shout-out to Fletcher Flynn, one of our loyal listeners. He's listening in again tonight. I'm sure Fletcher feels it's just like listening to Eddie Podolak and Gary Dolphin. Now we got Knight back to punt for the Bears. Crawford back deep. Crawford stands on about his 23-yard line. Punt is away. Punts it away from Crawford. Not even going to give him an opportunity to try to return it. Ball. Get out of bounds at about the 25. They're going to place it, spot it, right around the 23-yard line. Right on the 24-yard line. First and 10, Cobras. 10:50 to go in the second quarter. Cobras lead 14-7. We'll see what we come out with this series of downs, Micah.
Looks like we're going to be in that offset power I set again.
Two halfbacks with the fullback in Strigel. Here's a handoff. Handoff to Crawford. Crawford across the right side. Pick up a lap two. Oh, he breaks free. Never did. Crawford's loose. He's across the 50, the 40, down to the 30. Finally brought down at the 25-yard line by number 7, Knight. No flags on the play.
I think Nate Sharon handed the ball off to Crawford once he was stopped, and Crawford squeaked out the backfield and took off.
Unbelievable. I'm just in a good thing. We got two sets of eyes here.
There's a big crowd of people there, and he just scooted out to the outside and thought the play was done.
I'll tell you, these boys are having fun, and that's what it's all about. Having fun and taking care of business. And to this point, the boys in the white jerseys, the Cobras, have taken care of business. Really good play there by Peyton Crawford and Nate Sarin. Here's Grutter in the gun. He hands it off to Crawford. Crawford around the left side. Crawford moves across, still on his feet. Moves forward for about a 7-yard pickup. He's going to bring up about 2nd and 3. For the Cobras, we'll call it 2nd and 4.
Great job by the offensive line, just getting some downhill push there. And a heck of a job at the outside. The receivers in that Rocky set are doing a nice job blocking on the outside to give them a little bit of a seam.
They certainly are. We're going to stay in that same set. We knew in visiting with the coaches we were going to see some different offensive sets, and we are in that H-back set. Here's a handoff to Sarin this time. Sarin still on his feet, moving forward. Oh, nice play by Nate Sarin. Plows forward for the first down and then some.
And that's the Nate Sarin we're used to seeing. That he does a fantastic job of driving his feet after the first initial contact. He stopped right at his line of scrimmage and goes ahead and picks up another 4 or 5 and breaking tackles. Just a heck of a nice job.
Runs with those shoulders down, and I'll tell you what, he's a tough guy. As we watched him last season, he's a tough guy to bring down. But like you said, Mike, after that first initial contact, he keeps those legs moving and keeps plowing forward. And there again, that was a prime example of what Nate Sarin is capable of doing when the ball is in his hands.
Yeah, defensive line at BGM there, they actually had things kind of shored up on there, and he just kind of pushed forward and then plowed through. So Crawford and Searing are kind of having took a step back from where we were last year. They're running the ball hard and doing things right.
You know, and the exciting thing about this is we've got both those guys back next year.
Yeah.
It is. I don't want to look ahead. We've got a whole season of football to play here, but, man, it sure is exciting to watch these guys come out and play these BGM Bears as tough as they have here through the first quarter and a half of football. Here's Gretter in the shotgun, handoff, Crawford. Crawford cuts it back to the left, in for the touchdown, Peyton Crawford. That'll put the Cobras up 20-7 with 9:26 to go in the second quarter.
Just a great job by, Crawford's got great vision in the field, and the hole wasn't big, but he's cut it back across the green and found that hole, and there was nobody home. So, Peyton and out in the open field just does a wonderful job. So, and he's shown that already here tonight.
He certainly has. Just that cut he made, everything was kind of blocked up there on the right side, kept it back to the left. There was a hole the size of a bulldozer, and he just trotted into the end zone. Gritter on the hold, Striggle on the kick. The kick is down. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. That will take the score with 9:26 to go in the second quarter. Sigourney killed at 21, BGM 7.
A couple things, Amon. We've seen there. That was our first really sustained drive. We scored those first two touchdowns on those two big plays. But it's nice to see a nice drive there, where we moved the ball downfield and ran the football, and the offensive line's getting a good push, just doing a heck of a good job. And our guys are still really fired up, and that's great to see. Hats off to the coaching staff right now.
Absolutely. The coaching staff, they have done their work. They've worked these kids. They worked them all summer long. There were a number of them in the weight room every single day that the weights were supposed to happen, and they were staying in condition. And it's certainly paying off and showing here on the field tonight. The Cobras are doing a wonderful job of keeping the intensity high and playing with a lot of passion here tonight. So, as I said, 9:26 to go in the second quarter. Sigourney Kieta leads 21-7, and the Cobras are getting set to kick off. Kicking duties this time will be done by, I believe they've got Weber out there this time. Weber set the kickoff. Ball placed on the 40-yard line, back deep. We've got Knight. Ball comes to up, takes a bounce. Knight grabs it at about the 15. He moves forward and finally brought down. Still moving forward. And finally brought down at around the 37-yard line. About a 20-yard, 18-yard return by Knight.
Yeah, kind of a short kick there, kind of a high floater, short one, and it just came up, and the hole was there, and not that our guys are doing a bad job covering, it's just not a very long kick.
So the Cobras are set. Looks like they're going to show a four-man front on defense this time. We got Jansen, fires it out to the flat, the left flat. Fumble on the play before the guy went out of bounds. It was fumbled out of bounds. There on the coverage was Crawford.
Gretter right there, too. They were in slot formation there, just threw a little bubble out to the flat. Pick up 8 yards. Our team at the back, they're thinking run on first and 10. They do a nice job play calling and pick up 8 on a little bubble.
So second and 2 for the Bears. Ball placed on the 46-yard line. Here's Massengale. Moves forward. Finally brought down after a gain of about 5. That will bring him. Wait a minute. Sigourney Kieta may have come up with a loose ball. No.
No, big hit by Ben Horace there at the end of the play at Massengale.
Okay.
So they do pick up the first down, but Ben does a nice job lowering his shoulder there and puts a big hit in.
So
So here we go, first and 10 from the 48-yard line of the Cobras. Jansen under center, Massengale in the backfield. Jansen back to pass, got a guy open at Knight. Knight, that can't be. Absolutely not. Good call, no call, good no call on that deal right there. Intended receiver was Knight, overthrown. Jansen overthrew Knight.
Kind of over there picking on Colton Schwenke, the way it looks. They throw his way again.
Kind of been working that right side defense of our defensive backfield. That brings up 2nd and 10 for the Bears. Ball still sits there on the 48-yard line. Massengale lone back in the backfield. Pitched to Massengale and pot down immediately. Lost about 7 yards. Who was that that got in there, Micah? 57. That might have been Curtis Klett.
And 54.
54, Lane Booner.
Nice.
Great job by defensive line there, getting some pressure.
Awesome job, man. This defense, hats off to this defense. They are playing possessed. That was an incredible job. You'd think with a line as big as BGM has that we wouldn't get that kind of penetration, but we're throwing a lot of things at them.
Yeah, we're doing a heck of a nice job up front.
We've got that three-man front on defense this time. We keep throwing a lot of defensive sets at them. We got three guys up front. Here's Jansen back to pass. He winds up, swings it deep. Knight is intended receiver. He's got it. He stays in bounds. He's got it down to about the 30-yard line, that is. I know. For a first down for the Bears.
Yeah, and I
nice play.
They're doing, it looks like we had Griner come in there on the left side for Schwenke to try to shore up. They're picking up on that side, and they kind of keep going tonight. So we'll see if he's that young freshman, Luke Griner, that steps up and makes a big play here.
Didn't notice that Luke Griner had come in, but he is in over there on that left side in for Schwenke. So here's Jansen back to pass again. Handoff this time. That was a run. 17.
Jack, the ball carrier.
Picks up enough for a first down. That'll bring up a 1st and 10 for BGM at the 18-yard line. So they got a pretty good drive going here. 7:35 to go here in the second quarter. BGM sits with the ball down at the 17-yard line, 1st and 10.
We'll see if they continue to go up there to that right side, or if they come out in the slot or pro type of set here.
They got Knight split right.
Right
by Luke Griner to go off and knock that ball away from Knight.
He was right there. That's a heck of a job for a young freshman, making a big play.
Absolutely.
Fade out. He turns around there at the last second, makes a big play. That's huge. See if they kind of keep going up to that far side and picking on that right side, or if they're going to maybe move Gretter over there. And it looks like that's what they're going to do. They're going to move Gretter over to that side, and now Knight's going to move over to this.
Yeah, Knight's coming back over, so they switch Griner back over and bring Gretter over to the left side. Here's a handoff to Massengale. Massengale over the right side, picked up a couple of yards. That will bring up 3rd down and about 6, it appears.
Massengale, the ball carrier from there.
We're doing a handful of things different up front. You know, we're kind of running with a three-man line and walking up and forth with, you know, the other safety or the linebacker. You know, a 2nd and 5 situation. We'll see if we kind of stay in that three-man front and let those backers roam, or if we bring a little more heat here. Looks like we're in a 4.
4-man front, Massengale on the back. Hand off, fake hand up now, hand off to Massengale. Massengale moves forward. He's close to the 1st down, but I think he is going to be just a bit short.
Number 28, Massengale, the ball carrier for the Bears.
He's going to be about a yard short, Micah. That's going to bring up 4th.
Fourth
and about a yard.
Picks up 5 yards in the play. Brings up 4th.
Ball sits on the 9-yard line.
Nice job by Ben Horace, Luke Griner, and Nate Thurman. They're in on the tackle to keep it short.
They got Knight split over here to the left side. Gretter
on it. Hand off to Massadale. Matt, nothing going. I think they held him back. I don't think, boy, it's got to be a favorable spot if they give him the first down.
They do give him the first down.
Unbelievable. So it's going to be a first and goal at the 8-yard line for the Bears of BGM. So we need to buckle them up and cinch them up a little bit here, Micah. They got four downs. They need to hold the boys out. 5:38 to go. Sigourney Kyoto leads 21-7. Here's a handoff to Nothing going. I didn't catch the number there.
Looks like that was Massadale. 54, Striegel's in on the tackle again with 73, J.C. Dumont. Those guys are doing a nice job up front with the stuff going north and south.
3 yards in the play. Second and goal from the six.
Second goal from the six, the announcer says. I'll have to take his word for it. We are not in the press box tonight. We're sitting on the...
He's hearing come off, and I believe number 18 came on.
Okay, so Isaiah Hahn checks into the ball game for the Cobras. Massengale in the backfield. Hand off to Massengale, but met immediately. That'll bring up third down and goal for the BGM Bears. Sigourney Kyoto doing a good job of holding them at bay. You almost got to think, Micah, they might show pass this time. They've been somewhat successful, not overly successful, but somewhat successful with that pass.
Yeah, definitely, and you got to think they're probably going to attack our corners, if anything else. That's where the pass has worked. Nothing has really gone across the middle. They've been trying to throw that fade route to the outside or attacking our flat. So you got to be thinking right here. It looks like we're going to be slot to the left.
Double split. Here comes Jansen, rolls out. He's got an intercepted by Blaine Gritter in the end zone. That'll make sure that will bring the ball out to the 20 for the Cobras. That'll ensure that they keep the BGM Bears at bay here with 4:02 to go. Sigourney Kyoto maintains their 21-7 lead and take over the ball at the 20-yard line after a Blaine Gritter. Interception in the end zone.
Nice job. Peyton Crawford and Blaine both there. One-on-one coverage there out in the slot. You know, they kind of did a bunch formation and threw the ball up. And, you know, Blaine takes advantage of his height there, being a big 6'4 kid, and just comes up with the ball. So, nice job. First and 10 from the 20.
Plenty of time here for the Cobras to put a drive together. They are in that split formation. Here's a handoff to Striegel up the middle, not much going. Met right at the line of scrimmage, brought down by a host of BGM Bears.
Gary Schroeder, please report to the press box, please.
First time, I believe, we've seen that play with Cole Striegel straight up the middle.
Yeah, we haven't seen Cole run the ball at all yet tonight, you know, but there was nothing doing. And, you know, once again, you know, their defensive line's got some pretty good size up front. So, you know, we've been running the ball from success to the outside. We'll see if we kind of stick with that. We stay in this split off balance look here.
It appears that we do. Here's Gretter with the handoff this time. I believe it goes to Nate Saren. He moves forward.
Number 11, Nate Saren, the ball carrier.
For a couple yards. Going to bring up third down and a long type situation here. About nine.
And this is a situation that we got caught in a little. And then quite a few times last year where we really struggled, the third and long type of situation, passing situation. You know, see with a year of experience under Blaine's belt here now if what he can kind of do in that type of situation.
Absolutely. We got Crawford lined up as the tailback here. Blaine Gritter under center. Gritter with the handoff to Crawford. Crawford got boom, running room. He's gone. He gets loose and gets across.
Number 40.
The 40 to the 45, 46-yard line, we'll call it.
Interesting play call there, you know, third and long situations, and we run the ball right at them. First time we've seen Crawford kind of run straight up the field, and great job by the offensive line opening up a big hole, and he was gone to the races. So great run, and then pick up a nice set of downs.
I need to somewhat contain my excitement there. I said he was gone, meaning he was gone for enough yardage to gain that first down. Here the Cobras are under center again. This time Gretter back to pass. He's got a guy open in Crawford. Oh, just overshoots him by a shoelace. He was out there, had his guy beat, just overshot him by about the length of a football. Otherwise, it would have been a nice gain on the play.
Yeah, we were in that single wing formation there. Crawford, same play we ran there earlier where Crawford slips out into the flat, and Blaine just kind of overshot him. Gretter did there, but he had a good step on him, and that's unfortunate. He's going to bring us up with a second down and 10.
Second down and 10. The ball sits on about the 46-yard line. Cobras in a single back set. Here's a handoff to Saren. Saren around the right side. Picks up about 3, potentially 4. The ball's going to be spotted right at about midfield.
Nice job by number 24, Eric Weiss, picking up the tackle on the outside. It was a one-on-one deal. Nate had the edge. And if he makes that one guy miss, he might be gone. But a nice job by the BGM defender there.
Absolutely. Third down and 7. Ball sits just shy of the 50-yard line. 1:57 to go before half. Cobras lead 21-7. Back in that double H-back formation with Stragel as the fullback, handoff left side. Crawford, he is gone across the 50, across the 45, down to about the 43 for first down. Another nice run by Peyton Crawford.
Same play we ran there about 3 plays ago. I was that double halfback formation. He just caught right off tackle and found a seam. Doing a really nice job running north and south right now.
Doing a good job of killing some clock here. It sure would be nice if the Cobras could punch one more in before halftime. Score stands 21-7. Sigourney Kidd in the lead. Gretter in the shotgun this time. Timeout called. Timeout called by the Cobras. Coach Jared Jensen wants to talk it over. I'm sure he'd like to punch one more in the end zone before half. Cobras leading 21-7, 1 minute and 17 seconds to go before half. Take this opportunity to recognize a few more of our sponsors. Beneteau Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment. Beneteau Incorporated has been creating and supplying successful innovations for your agricultural and livestock needs since 1967, providing you with high-quality equipment like Showstopper, Beneteau Hog Equipment, Beneteau Shaft Spreaders, Friesian Seed Handling Equipment, KSI Conveyors, and EPS Building. We would like to take the time to thank all the hog producers and hog industry workers for allowing Beneteau Incorporated to be a valued partner in this important industry. Beneteau Incorporated in Kyoto, proud supporters of Sigourney Kyoto football. Open and now and 0 and down across the 25 down to the 22-yard line. That'll bring up another first down with a minute 10 to go. Hey, folks, send me a text if you can still hear me. We are getting reports that some people potentially are not hearing us. Send that text to 641-660-0616. We want to make sure we are still online. Big play, big game by the Cobras there. 51 seconds to go before half, and the Cobras are marching. Here's a handoff to Crawford around the left side. He's got some running room, still on his feet, and brought out of bounds. They are going to stop the clock. Brought out of bounds around the 20-yard line, around the 15-yard line. That will bring up second and 5 for the Cobras.
Nice little pitch to the wing back there in Crawford, and he gets the edge and gets out of bounds, 39 seconds left.
Blaine Gretter back in the shotgun.
Lone back in the backfield is Saren. Here's Gretter over the middle. Intended receiver, Owen, just off his fingertips. That'll bring up third down.
Intended for number 10.
Third down and five for the Cobras. 35 seconds to go before half. Saren Kyoto leading 21-7. Once again, please send me a text. Let me know you can still hear us here. Send the text to 641-660-0616.
Looks like we're in that that double halfback formation there, off balance to the left.
Here's Gretter, hand off to Crawford again. Stacked up after about a gain of a yard. That will bring up fourth down and about four for the Cobras. 28 seconds to go.
Tackled by number 28, Colton Massengill. Picked up 1 yard on the play before foot and four.
To 7, Cobras lead, 28 seconds to go before half. Cobras have the ball down inside the 15-yard line, fourth and four. We've been in this position before, Micah, and Peyton Crawford has been able to rattle off a couple nice-sized runs in order to keep drives alive here during this series of downs.
Yeah, no, definitely. Crawford's running the ball real well tonight, and like last year, it was either Crawford or Saren or Striegel. It's kind of running back by committee, but they all do a heck of a nice job. It just kind of seems it was always it'd be a different guy's type of night. Crawford's doing a heck of a job with punt return earlier, and he's just doing a nice job running out in space.
He certainly is. 28 seconds to halftime. Micah and I will try to give you a rundown on some of the local scores at the halftime break. Don't forget, you've got the Thunderbolt app out there. The KIIC Thunderbolt app. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. You can follow Sigourney Kyoto football through the use of the Thunderbolt app. So big, big down for the Cobras. Fourth and four, ball on the 16-yard line. 28 seconds to go before half. Crawford and Gretter in the backfield. Saren split to the right. Here's Crawford. Crawford puts it in the air. Caught for a touchdown. Nate Owen. 22 seconds to go. What a beautiful play. Crawford rolls out to the left. Nate Owen with great hands comes up with the catch. Puts it in the end zone. Putting the Cobras up 27-7 with 22 seconds to go before half. Beautiful play by Peyton Crawford and Nate Owen.
It was really just a repeat of the play that was earlier in the day or earlier in the game.
And the kick is down, up and good. Sigourney Kyoto leads 28-7. 22 seconds to go before half. Nice play. Well executed. Second time we've seen that play tonight. First touchdown of the night. Crawford rolled out to the right. Caught his receiver, Nate Saren, for the touchdown.
Just Nate Owen going across the middle. Tight end kind of streak across the middle. And, you know, he's a nice big target that we haven't had across the middle. He's long and lanky, and he went up and made a great play.
Absolutely. You know, talking to the coaches the other night, they said Nate's got great hands, and it's very evident right there. He came down nice off hand, well thrown ball, but Nate did a great job of concentrating, bringing that thing in, and bringing it down for six. So the Cobras are set to kick off with 22 seconds to go. Cobras lead, 22 seconds to go before half. Cobras lead, 28-7. Looks like Striegel's going to handle the kicking duties this go-around.
deep for the Bears are Knight. It's kind of a squib kick picked up by number 21, Crady. Crady moves it forward across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. That will bring up first and 10 for the Bears with 16 seconds to go before half.
Nice job by number 8 there, number 2, McGill. Luke Grimes gets in there on the tackle along with Striegel and Nate Searing.
Greiner on in that cornerback position. Did not start the game, but has been in here the last couple series of defensive downs. Massengale with the handoff. Jansen with the handoff to Massengale. Massengale moves forward for about 7 yards. 8 seconds to go before half. Probably time's going to run out before we have a chance to run another play, and in fact it does. That is the end of the first half with Sigourney Kyoto leading BGM 28-7. So, Micah, didn't know what to expect when we put the headphones on tonight at 6:50, but the Cobras came out to play tonight, and they are doing everything they need to be doing to succeed here this evening.
Yeah, definitely. Defensively, we just give up that one long drive, but we've been playing a whale of a football game. Blaine Greder comes up with a big interception there in the end zone when they're driving down there. We're making plays, and it's nice to see.
Absolutely.
As far as offensively, we're doing a heck of a nice job up front, driving the ball, and offensive line, defensive line, they're handling the size rather well.
Doing a wonderful job. You know, there's not one specific person we can say is just, carrying the team. It has been a total team effort to this point. Everybody's contributing. Everybody is taking care of their own little part of the business out there on the field, and it shows on the scoreboard. We are starting to feel, as many of you know, we are not in the press box tonight. Apparently it was filled. They had their own local station out of Grinnell show up, and we got subject to the stands, and I don't think some of the spectators necessarily care for my excitement, but I guess that they're going to have to live with it
for at least another half.
How can you not, how can you contain excitement and enthusiasm, Micah, for crying out loud? I mean, we're a lover of the game, and we are going to, we're two football fanatics here on the airways, and we're not going to just sit here and be monotone. We are going to have a little excitement, and the locals here in Brooklyn are going to have to take it or leave it. So, we'll take this opportunity to run down some scores across the state of Iowa. Mount Airy and Albia, this is kind of odd, but Mount Airy and Albia in the second quarter scoreless. Sheraton, 7. Centerville, nothing in the second quarter. Eddyville, Blakesburg, 0. Pekin, Backwood, the Cobras' opponent next week, 32. So we will definitely be hooking up with both those teams later in the Pekin next week and Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont later in the season. So I don't know what we can say about that score. Ankeny Christian 0, Wayne of Gordon 36. Fairfield and Davis County scoreless after 1. Lone Tree 35, North Mahaska 6. Of course, our score right here in Brooklyn, Iowa, Sigourney Kyoto leads 28-7. Indianola 0, Ankeny 7 in the first quarter. Clark of Osceola 7, Sadale 9. Pella Christian and PCM scoreless in the first. Oskaloosa and Winterset also scoreless in the first. Mount Pleasant trails Ottumwa 7-0 first quarter. Melcher, Dallas, and Colonesco are scoreless. English Valley, Twin Cedars scoreless. Montezuma, Grundy Center scoreless. Pella leads Washington in the first quarter 7-0. Moravia on top of Trike County, 22-0 in the second quarter. Van Buren leads Linville Sully at half, 19-13. Cardinal 0, Southeast 1-0, first quarter. Knoxville and Newton scoreless in the first. Grandview and Seymour scoreless in the first. Colfax, Mingo, Pleasantville scoreless in the first.
Carlisle 7, Dallas Center Grimes 7. That's in the second quarter. Des Moines Valley 0, Waukee 14. That's at halftime. And then Chillicothe, Missouri 7, Kirksville 0. That's in the second quarter. That's all the updates we have at the moment.
Can I try to catch up on a few text messages that have come my way throughout the first half? I got a number of them that came in, and trying to respond back to a few of them. But our first half was so exciting we didn't have much time to spend looking at our phones and read these messages. But
no, in all honesty, Amos, that was a definitely a different Sigourney Kyoto football team than we've seen all of last season.
You know, we
fired up. I mean, that gets us fired up because the kids are playing with some fire and some attitude, and that's just really, really nice to see. So.
Awesome, awesome deal. There's nothing better now. I will tell you, Micah, there's a 21-point lead up on that scoreboard. What we need to do is make sure we don't get comfortable.
Exactly.
We need to continue to play Sigourney Kyoto football the second half. And that means don't let your guard down, because I'll guarantee you BGM will more than likely make some adjustments, and things aren't going to come as easy for us.
Well, and that's no doubt. And, the thing is, we've seen BGM has been able to drive the ball. Not at will, but at times they've shown glimpses here in the first half that they've been able to drive it, to throw the ball, and also to run the ball. Even though our linebackers and our defensive line are doing a nice job holding Messenberger to kind of some short gains, but we'll just see how the second half plays out. But right now we cannot get comfortable. Like you said, we need to keep bringing the heat, and hopefully that's getting talked about here at halftime.
Got another score that came in from our good friend Brian Sod Griner over there in the Talleyrand area. Brian Sod says Regina 7, Solon 7, end of first. So, then an update, Solon leads Regina 14-7 at the start of the second. So, appreciate that, Brian. Continue to send those scores in to us, and we'll report them across the airwaves here on KIIC Thunder Country. Folks, don't forget, if you are traveling and are not at home and can't catch us on the stream, we do have the Thunderbolt app. The Thunderbolt app can be downloaded to your Android or iPhone mobile device, iPod device, and you can follow Sigourney Kyoto football anywhere across the world on any given Friday night. So not only, it is raining here, and we are not in the press box, but fortunately we're up close enough to the press box to where we are not getting wet. So they are breaking out. They are starting to break out the umbrellas like you can't believe, but it's coming. Thank God it's coming from the south. Oh, my goodness. I don't want Joe Millage's equipment to get wet. Let's cover that up. We get a short on the amplifier there, and we're going to be in tough shape the rest of the season, Mike.
Yeah, we'll see. I kind of look out to the west there, and you see some pretty dark clouds.
Goodness.
We might be in for quite the second half.
It's, one thing about it, we might be the only one sitting in stance. We might be wet, as can be, but we might be, along with the fire chief over here next to us. Hi, golly. Hey, rain, sleet, or snow, Micah and Amos will let you know. Guaranteed. I got a little funky music going on, and the Cobras are down here in the east end zone preparing for the start of the second half. Coaches have turned them loose to do a little pre-second half warm-up, get those legs warmed up, shoulders warmed up, ready to hit.
It'll be interesting now, you know, with BGM being down 21 points, maybe going to have to throw the ball around here the second half, you know, with a little bit of weather activity now. How's that going to be conducive to, you know, are we going to see more running here in the second half? Are we going to see more passing? You never do know. We get a little bit of inclement weather. It makes things interesting. It makes, you know, calling the game even a little more difficult.
It sure does.
We'll just kind of see how that plays out here in the second half also.
We've got 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go here left in the halftime period, and then we will be bringing you action again. Now, the Cobras did kick off at the start of the game. They will get the ball, I believe, to start the second half. And if they can continue to put drives together like they have through the first half, I feel real good about our chances here in Brooklyn this evening. I failed to identify who won the toss, whether we won the toss and deferred or if BGM won the toss and elected to receive. But it doesn't matter. I do believe BGM will be kicking off to the Cobras to start the second half. As we said, Micah, that entire first half, these boys played as a team.
Yeah.
You know, my son's been coming home over the last couple, 3 weeks and saying, you know, we're having great practices. Everybody's upbeat and ready to go and ready to play. Tonight is the night, you know, strap them on for the first time in the 2014 season. And you can tell these guys out here on the field want to win.
Well, and you know, I think it's one of those things you've been there and I've been there. You practice long enough against your own teammates, you're ready to hit somebody new. And, you know, so, I mean, we've seen that tonight. We've seen numerous really big hits by Striegel and Ben Horace and Nate Sear. And we're definitely laying the wood a few people. So,
yeah.
You know, it's made it fun, definitely.
I think the grumpy old guys that were sitting next to us went up to the press box and told them to crank the music up so it makes it hard for you and I to hear each other. It's good music, don't get me wrong, but
hey. Oh, and a beautiful facility here in Brooklyn. You know, football field and new all-weather track here, and you know, they really do have a nice facility here. So.
Yeah, I was talking to the superintendent the other day when he turned us down on space in the press box, and he said, you know, they've made a lot of construction changes around the BGM complex here, and I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to come down here this summer. My son was playing baseball, and you get down into their baseball complex, and it equally is as beautiful as their football complex here in Brooklyn. Wonderful facility, and just wish the rain would stop.
Well, it'll make the second half interesting nonetheless. You know, as we talked before, next week, Sigourney Kyoto plays Pekin Packwood in Sigourney. We'll be on the broadcast again then.
And I believe we'll be dry next week.
Yeah, I believe we'll be dry.
I'm calling for no rain, but at least we'll have a roof over our heads.
But nonetheless, that's a big, big rivalry game. And not to look forward to that game at all, but, you know, that's one that I know that the guys will be really getting done for.
I hope that they don't get so keyed up that they lose fact. You know, there's a game to be played, and let's keep our minds about us. You know, sometimes, you know, you think back to our Eddyville-Blakeburg game last year. It was homecoming, and Eddyville came in, and really, it was not a contest. And you and I, after the game, were looking at each other and saying, hey, what just happened here?
Yeah.
You know, and we can't have that happen. We got every opponent's tough. We need to make sure that we're well prepared. The kids are studying film. They're working hard from Monday through Thursday for the coaches and working every minute of every practice.
And we all know that we play in one of the toughest districts in the state, in District 6, 1A. You know, definitely Iowa City, Regina's been in there. You know, the handful of past few years in the state championship game, and we're always gunning to get back to that kind of stage. But, you know, talking to some of the kids this summer, you know, it's just about been taking one game at a time. And, you know, but that's one that I particularly look forward to next week, you know, the old backyard brawl there in Sigourney. So it should be a fun one.
You know, every year it never disappoints. Last year, as you know, Micah, it was just prior to you joining me on the broadcast crew here. Seconds to go, time running out. Blaine Gretter sneaks it in for the 1 point win over Pekin, and then it could very easily be that type of game again next week. They're a very talented squad, got a lot of good athletes down there in Pekin, but we are equally as talented, and we've got as much desire as they do. It is for sure going to be one of those games that everybody's gonna want to tune in and listen to Micah Harmson and Amos Griner, otherwise known as Eddie Podolak and the Dub.
They don't call it the backyard brawl for nothing.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people know each other. A lot of relatives go to both schools. It's a fun ball game each and every year. You know, as I said at the start of this broadcast, we, meaning Sigourney Keota, have not played BGM. Now, we are in the same conference, Sigourney and Keota, along with BGM, are in the same conference, the South Iowa Cedar League. But when they went to district football, we haven't had the opportunity to play BGM. This is the first time in 23 years, Alan Sellers, visiting with Alan Sellers, he said 23 years since these two teams have met. And it would have been Sigourney Keota football at that time. So it's been a long time since these two teams have met. It's nice that the state of Iowa was able to put these two teams together and play a non-district game.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's a great first test for, you know, a team of Sigourney Keota that, you know, we had kind of a mediocre year last year. We showed glimpses of greatness at times, and at other times, we looked a little bit lackluster, but this is a great first test of a nine game stretch where you know, you've got a team that comes off a runner up finish from last year, you know, gets beat by a really good West Lyon team in the state A championship, you know, they're very highly ranked you know, preseason here to start the year, so. You know, I'm sure they're fired up. You know, I sure would be if I was a coach for BGM right now. I sure, especially coming off a great year like we did last year, I'd be fired up, and you know, I'd probably be letting the kids have it there at halftime. So we'll see how you know, SK responds to that kind of fire. You know, it should be a heck of a second half of football.
Yep, for sure, and that's what I said. We cannot let up on the intensity that we played with in the first half, or this team will sneak right back into this deal and make a game of it. So it makes our lives as broadcasters much easier if they can just take care of business. And when we take this opening kickoff, punch that thing in the end zone and give us a little extra breathing room, Micah Harmson.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, a couple things we're going to have to watch offensively for them. You know, we've done a few things defensively a little bit different. We brought in number one, Luke Griner, there for Colt Swanky. They were trying to kind of attack our edges with the ninth receiver, doing a nice job of that there early in the first quarter. And we've kind of done some things defensively to kind of shore some of those things up. So I hope you know, they're probably going to have to throw the ball a little bit here in the second half to get back into this thing. And hopefully our defensive backs are ready, and hopefully as coaching staff, we're ready to bring some heat to the quarterback and make him rush into some decisions that he doesn't want to.
Absolutely. We are set to start the second half. 12 minutes set on the clock. Sigourney Keota, as I said, leading
28-7. Take this quick opportunity to read just a few more of our sponsors before the ball is in the air. Town and Country Insurance. Town and Country Insurance for all your insurance needs, whether it's home, auto, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in. See Angie Greter at Town and Country Insurance on Highway 92 East in Sigourney. Stop in and visit with Angie about all your insurance needs. We are set. The ball is being placed on the 40-yard line. I believe that's Crady. That does the kicking honors for BGM. Back deep to receive for the Cobras. Number 45, Peyton Crawford. You would hope that we wouldn't have any trickery here like an onside kick. No, he kicks it deep. Crawford gathers it in at around the 12-yard line, moves forward, hit, but stays on his feet, bounces it out to the left side. He's got running room. He's across the 50 to the 45, 40, down at about the 38-yard line. Nice return. Flag on the play. We've got another BGM bear down. It looks to be Massengale there, starting tailback.
Yeah, it looks like he got dinged pretty good. There was a big, big collision down here around the 25-yard line. He got dinged pretty good, but it looks like it was going to be a spot foul holding. It's too bad. Crawford had a heck of a nice return there.
He did. Nice. Broke that thing across midfield. Across midfield down to around the 36-yard line, but it will come back holding the call. Cobras will start at around the 15.
It looks like Messingale maybe just had a stinger of some type. Like I said, there was a big collision there right around the 20-yard line, and he's kind of shaking it off. Looks like we're going to come out in the traditional single-wing set.
Single-wing set, ball set on the 20-yard line. Here is Sinan around the right side, still moving forward. Pickup of Wickenkamp, the ball carrier, picks up about 9. He's going to bring up 2nd and 1 from the 28-yard line.
Yeah, I believe Wickenkamp's in there for Crawford. Crawford's probably taking a little breather there after the long return.
Yep.
I might be wrong, but I believe that's who he's in there for right now.
Wickenkamp, just a sophomore, man. A lot of promise there with these young Cobras. Here's Greter, hand off to Wickenkamp again. Wickenkamp around the left side. That moves forward, picks up about 3 or 4. Going to bring up 1st down. Enough for a 1st down. They're going to move the chain.
24, Wickenkamp, the ball carrier for the
nice Cobras. Job by Jacob Wickenkamp.
Yeah, you know, we haven't called his number just a whole bunch, but he's doing a heck of a job. You know, nice fresh set of legs in there. Never did anybody any harm. So, you know, maybe we'll give... give Crawford here just a breather and come back, with our 1-2 punch.
No doubt about it. A little different set here. This is where we got a little bit of a spread going here, Micah. Here's Greter, hands off to Sarin. Sarin around the left side, still moving. Initial contact there, you said. After that initial contact, Sarin keeps those legs moving. Picks up about 9.
Really close to a 1st down here. Once again, Nate Sarin, I can't say enough about, the way he runs the ball north and south downfield. I mean, he takes that contact, that first tackler on, and more times than not, that guy's on his back, and he goes and finds another one. So, just a heck of a nice job running north and south there. Unfortunately, BGM's got a player down here hurt. There's a big collision again. Hopefully he's all right, and it looks like he's going to walk off the field here.
Number 65, Spencer Medrum, a senior, big guy, 330 pounds. As we said throughout the broadcast, the BGM Bears, they're huge up front. I mean, they average 260 across the line. We might be lucky to average 200.
We might be closer to a 190.
I mean, we're not very big, but, man, we are quick, and we are out there ready to play, moving the ball well. Cobras set in that single-wing set. Here's Greter, handoff
believe Wickenkamp again over the right side. Pickup of about four.
Number 23.
Another big collision. Gage Griner does a nice job from his guard spot there and pulls up the hill and pulls through the hole. And big collision there, but pick up a nice four there.
We haven't called Gage's name much tonight, but yes, really good job by Gage to get out there and lead and throw a block on to open some things up for Wickenkamp as he comes across that right side. Hey, much quieter. We can hear each other this half. In that single wing, here's Gritter with the keeper up the middle. Moves forward for about 4 yards. Going to bring up third down and about three.
And that's the first time we've seen that play, the old spin back keeper. I don't know what number you call it, but I think everybody that plays for FBA football probably does know that number. These guys... we haven't seen that play much, but Blaine does a nice job driving the feet upfield and leaves us in a nice situation here, second down and three.
We're sitting here with third down and three on the 47. We need three for a first down. Here's Saren in motion. Saren's got the ball, moves forward, and has enough for the first down across the 50-yard line. Excuse me. Across the 45-yard line, down to the 45, that will move the chains, first and 10, Cobras. Good little drive they're putting together, killing a lot of time. This is old-fashioned Cobra football right here.
No doubt.
Clock management, burn that clock. Gritter in the gun this time, handoff to, I believe, Wickenkamp.
Now that's Ben Horace this time.
Ben Horace, we're seeing a little bit of everybody in the backfield. Ben, haven't called Ben's name the last 2 years on the offensive side of the ball. It's nice that they put him in there. Not his traditional spot. He's traditionally, predominantly, I should say, a defensive player, but nice little momentum. Picks up about a yard. It's good to see him in there, though. Here comes Gritter trotting back on the field with the play call. Cobras break huddle. We've got Saren split over here to the right side. Gritter in the gun. Here's Gritter. Handoff to Horace once again. Not much going.
Yeah, and BGM's defensive line is just doing a heck of a job getting pressure up the field right now. A couple runs there with Horace, and now it looks like he's going to leave, and Wickenkamp's going to come back in. Looks like we're giving Crawford a little breather here.
Sure.
So,
yeah, we haven't seen Crawford this series of downs after he returned that long kickoff. We got Wickenkamp, Gritter, and Saren in the backfield. Gritter barking calls from that quarterback position. There's Gritter in the gun. Gritter with the fake handoff. Gritter back to pass, rolls right. Got a guy open downfield in Saren and in and out of Nate's hands down at around the 15. That would have been a nice one.
That's unfortunate, too, because Nate had a good step on his guy. And Blaine threw a frozen rope out there and just outside his hands. But, he did a nice job of putting that ball where only Nate.
Only, yeah, absolutely. And that's, he's throwing one interception tonight. And, those types of things happen. I'm sure that Blaine is a sharp kid. He knows, I got to put this ball where only my guy can get it. And in that situation, he did just a little too far out of the reach of the intended receiver, Nate Saren. Here's Crawford. There's a flag. Here comes Crawford with the fake, and he is off to the races. They ain't going to make it. He isn't going to make it. There was a flag on the play. I'm sure it'll be declined. I believe it. It might have been offside.
Unless it's an offside penalty, and then it'll be a replay of the down.
It might be a replay of the down.
I don't think that was an intended fake. I'm pretty sure just the defensive end got a good jump on him.
It was offside. Absolutely offside. BGM, the folks here on the BGM side are not very happy with the call. They're screaming at the officials, but that is the way it goes.
So we're going to replay fourth down here. I'm not sure. We might be making the decision. I don't know if Coach is
going to
take a timeout or.
You know, you look at it. We're sitting now at fourth and three. Boy, there's a lot of screaming going on. Holy smokes. Well, that's coming from the coaching staff of our opposing team.
And he's not happy.
Not real happy. Timeout. Sigourney, Kyoto.
You know, I know now we're fourth and four. I don't know if Coach Jensen's going to kind of think about it. You know, 36-yard line, if we're gonna think about going for it, if we're going to, you know, try to pin them deep and work some field position. But
well, Micah, you know, I know you've been in the coaching profession on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
So in this situation, what do you think? You sit here, 7 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. We're sitting here 28-7.
I think you got to be about ready for anything.
From
a BGM standpoint, especially taking a timeout right here, you're going to
absolutely.
You probably send one guy deep and maybe even, you know, rush the punter and try to get a block because. If they do go into punt formation, this is definitely a part of the field where you got to feel rather uncomfortable, I believe.
Now here come the Cobras back onto the field.
And it looks like FK is going to go for it or possibly a quick kick.
Could potentially be a quick kick with Gritter and Crawford in the backfield. It is a quick kick. They get it off. Get down. It's going to roll back into the end zone for a touchback. So as we handle the touchback, I will give a shout-out to another one of our sponsors, Lyle Insurance Agency of Kyoto. It takes everyone working together to build a strong community. Local families have depended on Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly service for decades. We live where you live, and we are proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Jerry, and Rita Sheets today at 641-636-3771 for a quote on all of your insurance needs. BGM set. Here's Jansen. Hand off to Massengill. Massengill wrapped up.
Great
after
job.
After a very short gain.
Great job by Crawford. Crawford and company, you know, Cole Spriggles right there. Defensive line just did a wonderful job of getting pressure up the field.
They're doing it. You can't say enough about the D-line and the penetration that they are getting. They are getting really good push into that backfield, offensive backfield of BGM. They come back in similar set. Massengill as the lone set. Jansen flushed out to the left side, goes deep downfield, and overthrows his receiver. Boy, the BGM coaches are just livid. I am appalled at...
Nice job of Colton Schwenke there, having great coverage there. I think they're upset that it was maybe face guarding, but he did turn around there at the last second. So I sure didn't see no contact.
You know, this is the coaching staff that just came off being a Class A runner up. I don't know why all the frustration, but anyway, that does bring up 2nd and 10. From the around the 20-yard line, here's a pitch out to, I believe that's Crady, number 21, and brought down immediately.
Nice job by Isaiah Hahn out there on the end, and also Blaine Gretter's out there. Just a nice little bubble screen by the tight end there out in the flat, and a nice job of getting out there for actually a loss.
Really nice job. Loss of about one brings up 4th and 11.
Looks like number one, Luke Griner, is going to come back to receive the punt.
In fact, it is. Number one, Luke Granner back there, deep to receive. 5:38 to go in the ball game, in the third quarter. Here's the punt, punts away. Luke's running back. Luke's got it. Slips as he catches the ball. I'm proud of the kid. My golly, you know, he caught the ball. And just, you know, it's pretty wet surface out there. He went to take a step forward and slipped, and his knee went down. So Cobras will take over right around the 38-yard line, first and 10.
You know, we haven't seen, usually that's the spot that Crawford to go back in. Nice thing that we can go back to, a freshman, put him back there to return punts. So that's saying a heck of a lot for a young man. We sure know between you and me, Amos, that kid's worked his tail off, and he was excited about the football game tonight as we were.
Pretty excited about tonight's ball game, number one, Luke Greiner. And he's seen a little more action than what probably was expected. Nice pass here by Greiner. Hits McGill out on the flat. Pickup of about 10. Could be close. I mean, we're throwing a lot of young guys at this BGM Brooklyn team. McGill, just a sophomore, you know. So this is encouraging.
Yeah, you know, we're not very senior laden the way it is. We had a lot of these juniors that played a lot last year. They got some experience. It's definitely to our benefit right now. These guys, they're not nervous at all. They're just going out to play good football right now.
Absolutely, having fun. We got Greiner and Striggle in the backfield, along with Will McGill and Jacob Wickenkamp, two sophomores in the backfield. Greiner under center. Here's Greiner with the handoff to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp across the right side. Picks up.
First down.
Yeah, picks up and up for the first down. I don't know, picks up about 4 yards there, moves the chain across the 50.
Looks like Curtis Butt coming back in, and number 66 is in there that last play. I don't know if he's putting in malfunction or whatnot, but that's somebody that we haven't talked about a lot tonight. He's done a nice job up there from his offensive line spot.
Yeah, Curtis, a senior, obviously one of those senior leaders. Known Curtis a long time, good kid, and definitely doing his job. Here's Greiner back to pass this time. He's got Hahn open. Hahn makes an attempt for it, but thrown just a little bit in front of him. Good effort there by Isaiah Hahn. That's going to bring up second down and 10 here on a slick and wet BGM football field.
And a little bit of an interesting kind of a series of play calls here. You think, being up 21, we maybe want to run a little bit of clock, but we're still going out and attacking and trying to put some points on the board.
Absolutely. 4:11 to go in the third quarter. Sigourney Kieta leads 28-7. Greiner in that quarterback in the single wing. Hand off to Wickenkamp around the left side. He's got running room. He's across midfield and finally brought down, but not before he picks up, I believe, enough for a first down.
It's going to be really, really close.
Number 29,
I think they're going to call him just a nickel short here, Amos.
A lot of young kids. Coach Jensen's getting a lot of young kids in the mix here, with a lot of time left here in this football game. And that's, I'll tell you what, that's confidence. Coach has got a lot of confidence in all these kids here on this team, and that's building for the future. We are just short, so here are the Cobras. Just Striggle with a straight up the middle, just power drive.
There's that old spin back, straightforward. Cole Striegel, that's 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Absolutely.
He does a heck of a job keeping that seat driving. And, like you were saying, Amos, a lot of new faces we've seen tonight, but it sure doesn't seem to drop off. These guys are excited to get in there, and they don't seem timid or to hold back. It's sure exciting to see here. We kind of look like we're going to come out in the Rocky formation here and out of the shotgun now.
Absolutely. We got Nate Owen here to the near side, and I believe Wickenkamp to the far side. Wickenkamp in motion. Greiner hands off to Wickenkamp, coming around the right side. Not much going. Picked up maybe a yard, potentially two.
Yeah, they weren't fooled there. We've ran that formation a time or two. They're out of that Rocky, what I call Rocky formation, that double slot formation. We kind of run that, end around out of that formation, that motion. And, they weren't fooled there at all. They were kind of on top of that. So we pick up, short three, puts us in a second and long seven situation. But we'll see how we respond. Driving again.
Certainly are. Sure. Nothing's happened to Peyton Crawford. We haven't seen him much since he returned that last kickoff. But, everything, a lot of good things are happening. Here's Striggle up the middle. Apparently might have lost the handle on the ball, but got it back. I think he collected it back up.
Another person we haven't seen much of this series was, Nate Searin. He might be over there sitting on the bench. I don't know if he was cramping maybe just a little bit when he came up for that pass attempt. He kind of came up just a little bit gingerly, and he's over there being tended to. So that's definitely not somebody we want to be a long-term thing. Hopefully it's just a cramp situation. But
I agree. Here's Gretter. Gretter back to pass this time. He's forced out of the pocket. Gretter throws one up in desperation in the general vicinity of Cole Striggle, but it is picked off by Massengale. At around...
really unfortunate
35 yard line
there. I think that's one of those things, Blaine is just getting pressured so much, he just kind of put it up there, and, that's still immaturity. I mean, he's still just a junior.
Yep.
That's one where you just got to kind of take the sack, probably. I mean, getting a lot of pressure. And but the nice thing is we do see Crawford comes back to the field here on defense.
Good. So here's BGM. Jansen rolls out. He's got his receiver in number 17, but brought down by a host of Cobras after a gain of about four.
Number 40's out there on the tackle. I'm not.
40 would be Ben Applegate.
Number 40.
Nice play. Another sophomore coming in there, getting some playing time. Coach is doing a great job of mixing some of these younger guys in. Here, minute 26 to go in the third quarter. Sigourney Kieta leads 28-7. So we got a lot of young guys getting some playing time. Jansen under center. We got the eye set for the BGM Bears. Here's a handoff to Massengale. But ball, fumble. And I believe the Cobras, Crawford hit Massengale like a ton of bricks. Knocked the ball loose, and I'm not sure who came up with it.
Ben Horace came up with the fumble there.
Ben Horace comes up with the loose ball, so Cobras got it right back, just like that, two plays. And it's back in our hands, so let's see. Hopefully Blaine won't get... carried away.
I hope we see some traditional SK
football
right now.
Power football.
We're right now we're on the 36 yard line. We got a minute left here in the third quarter. Let's run the pig.
Yeah, we are certainly mixing some backs in that we wouldn't traditionally see. Here's Ben Horace. Ben Horace around the right side. Ben picks up 3 or 4 yards. We'll pick up. We'll bring it to about second and six for the Cobras. So, Coach is, I like what he's doing here. I really, he's giving some guys some real-time experience in on the offensive side of the ball. And some guys that, you and I probably didn't have on our two deep before we started broadcasting tonight.
Yeah.
Here come the Cobras again. Snap to Gretter. Handoff. Round it. That's McGill there. McGill coming to the right side. Brought down. Loss of about four. Didn't have much going. BGM had pretty good penetration up front there on the right side of the line. And that brings McGill down for about a loss of one or two. So that will bring up third down and six for the Cobras as time expires in the third quarter. So that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Sigourney Kieta leads BGM 28-7. Well, Micah, these games go by a lot faster when we're on the top side of the scoreboard.
Yeah, no doubt. That is no joke. There's times there last year when we weren't as fired up in the second half about calling these football games. And hats off to the coaching staff. We definitely haven't let up. Up 21 here, fourth quarter to go. I mean, you can never be too leery. We're running a lot of young guys in there, but this CGM team has shown glimpses of being really explosive.
That's correct.
And it's a team that can put up points real fast. You can't let your guard down. So hopefully here in the second half we're able to defensively here and offensively we can keep putting some points on the board.
Absolutely. So we are getting ready to call the final quarter of the first game of the season between Sigourney Kyoto and BGM. So we move the ball to the opposite side of the field as we make a quarter change. Gretter in the shotgun. Gretter back to pass. He heaves it up high and just deflected by the BGM Bears. If it would not have been deflected, it was going to be six because it was headed right into the hands of Cole Striegel. So that does bring up fourth down and six for the Cobras from the 33-yard line. And they are going to go for it. They feel fairly confident that their defense has been playing well enough that they can take care of things here in the fourth quarter. 11:55 to go in the ball game. There's a penalty flag on the play. We will bring you the call here as soon as the indication is made. It is a legal procedure against the Cobras, 5-yard penalty. That will bring up fourth down and 11 for the Cobras. So now another decision to be made, and it appears that what are they going to do? They've got Tyler Verstrait trotting onto the field. Apparently he is going to punt this ball. So the Cobras will punt after the penalty. Here's the snap. The kick is away. Not a very good kick. And downed at about the 25-yard line. So the BGM Bears with 11:45 will take over on their own 25-yard line. Sigourney Kyoto leads this one 28-7. 11:45 to go here in the ball game. Looks like Coach has most of his starting defensive unit in for this series of downs. The Bears break huddle. They've got Knight split out here to the right side. Jansen back to pass. Quick hitter across the middle. And incomplete. Gretter there on the coverage. Good coverage by Blaine Gretter. Jansen runs over to the sideline. Going to catch the next play from the Bears coaching staff. Been very impressed with the FK defense tonight, allowing just 7 points through three quarters of football. But we got a full quarter to play yet. So they need to strap them on tight and play hard here. One more quarter. Here's a quick hitter across the middle. I think it's Massengale. Number 17 jacks the ball carrier up the middle for a gain of about five. It's going to bring out third down and five. Actually eight. The announcer clarifies that it was an 8-yard gain. Tough to see from our vantage point, but 8-yard gain brings up third and two from the 33-yard line for the BGM Bears. Jansen, Jax, and Massengale in the backfield for the BGM Bears. Quick hitter across the middle again. Good coverage by Gretter. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down and two.
Great play, 33. Great play by Blaine coming across the middle there. You know, they just run a little slant pattern there. Third and short situation. He just batted it away. You know, that's what a cornerback needs to do. And, you know, he takes his height advantage. It looks like fourth down is short. Be leery of the fake here. But Luke Griner's going to be back to receive. Looks like they're going to set out three to the wide side with Knight in the backfield. You wonder if this could be possibly a fake.
Very potentially could. It is, in fact, a kick, and a kick away from Griner. Griner just gets away from it. They down it at around the 20-yard line. So Sidney Kyoto will take over with 10:48 to go in the fourth. Sidney Kyoto leads 28-7. Mike, it sure would be nice to see some of these younger guys punch this thing in the end zone one time.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it looks like possibly, you know, Crawford and maybe Nate Seren. And it might be the first game of the year type of thing where we're just fighting some cramps and things like that. It's awful humid out here tonight, obviously. We've had some moisture in the air. Hopefully we get some young guys some action here running the ball.
Agreed. Here's Sigourney Kidda up to the ball. Gretter still in there. Hand off to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp moving forward. Nice leg drive by Wickenkamp. He picks up about 7, potentially 8, maybe 9 yards. It looks like they're going to call it 9 yards. You talk about a kid that keeps those legs driving. He, Nate Seren, I'll tell you what, they do a wonderful job after initial contact, keeping those legs moving and gaining positive yardage.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and it's nice to see some of these young guys step in here. We're not very old here in the backfield, and it's nice to be able to throw guys in there and be able to not fall off at all.
No doubt. Cobras get set again. In a little different set this time. Penalty marker on the play.
And I believe this might be delay of game.
It was.
This would be the first time all night. I didn't want to jinx myself, so I didn't talk about it. But what a great job from the coaching staff aspect tonight. We haven't had a false start, and no delay of games. We've been on top of our game that way. You know, the little things in football are things that win football games.
I tell you what, such a distinct difference from the last couple of years. Just first game of the season, how mentally prepared these kids are. Very few penalties on Sigourney Kyoto tonight. Here is Wickenkamp around the right side. Nice gainer. Even after the penalty, 5-yard penalty, he's dangerously close to a first down. And, in fact, they do give it to him. So enough yardage to pick up a first down. Wickenkamp, there again, just a sophomore, and doing a wonderful job in the backfield in relief of Peyton Crawford. Actually, Peyton's in there, is he not? Might be in relief of Nate Seren this
period. I believe Nate Seren. I think he's the one fighting cramps there on the bench.
Doing a good job. We got Striegel in the backfield. And Striegel up the middle. Just a 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of run right there. And he, in fact, picks up about 3 yards on that carry.
There's that ball coming through the middle that we always talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you like watching Cole on the ball, and he's been doing a heck of a job on the defense side of the ball also.
Great kid, great football player. I'll tell you what.
Outstanding wrestler, too.
Awesome wrestler. Just a really good athlete there in Cole Striegel. So the Cobras are eating some clock. 8:50 to go. Sigourney Kyoto leads 28-7. Here's a handoff to Wickenkamp around the left side this time. Keeps those legs moving after initial contact. Bounces off one tackler. Moves forward. Going to bring up about third and about 2.
Yeah, it was just about 3. It was, you know, it's going to be a third down and 2. In a long 2. So still in a running type situation here. We've been running the ball really well right up the middle here.
Running the ball, killing a lot of clock. Doing a really good job, Gretter, at that quarterback position. Hand off this time to number 45, Crawford. Not much going, but boy, he is an elusive little runner. He stays on his feet, moves to the right side, gains enough. You would have thought that he was going to have a five-yard loss. Keeps avoiding tacklers, ends up getting the first down and then some. Pick up of about 10 yards.
I tell you what, Amos, I just thought I seen Colton Griner back in the backfield.
10 yards being
slippery and slithery and side to side, and I thought he was down for a three-yard loss, and he ended up getting the first down.
Nice job. A lot of similarities there. I tell you, Peyton's a little bigger stature than Colton, but running style, very similar. So here are the Cobras again, this time moving right up the gut of the field.
Number 24, the ball carrier for the Cobras.
Not much gain there for Jacob Wittenkamp.
28, Jordan Massengale.
Stopped right at about the line of scrimmage. 7:23 to go here in the game.
I can't say enough about the offensive line tonight. You know, we've done just a heck of a job running the football. But this offensive line, you know, we're for the most part, we're pretty new and inexperienced, and they've really done a nice job against a line that's been severely oversized.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing a great job exploding off the ball. Here's Gretter back to pass. This time, he is brought down for a substantial loss, probably marking that at about a seven-yard loss. That will bring up third down and a long situation for the Cobras, but just nobody open. At least that time, you know, Blaine had the intuitiveness to just hang on to the ball and not make a hasty decision.
Exactly.
And
you know, that's maturity. And I think, you know, as we watch professional college football today, those quarterbacks have a little bit of, you know, we call that maturity when they got to just eat a sack once in a while because it's a covered sack.
Without a doubt, 6:17, 6:15 to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Kyoto leading 28-7. Here's a handoff to Wickenkamp. Moves to the right side across the line of scrimmage. Pick up of about two. It's going to bring up a fourth down and long for the Cobras. Certainly a punting situation for the Cobras. Not sure. Last time we had Tyler Verstraete on to handle the punting duties. This time we've got Peyton Jacob Wickenkamp. It is punting duties by committee here tonight.
It looks like we have Knight deep.
Number seven, Knight deep for the Bears. Nice punt by Wickenkamp. Knight does field it at about the 20, 22-yard line. He moves to his right side. Here he comes. Knight around the right side. Gets it across the 30 to about the 31, and then brought down.
Made by Luke Reiner. You know, he's just a young kid out there having fun, making football plays. He's our guy out there on the other side. He came in there flying in there. Great play.
I actually did not notice that was Luke Reiner, but I'm pretty proud of that kid. Nice to know that one, he's going to stay in the ball game. By golly. Luke Griner's going to
look
the ball.
We're going to see a handful of new faces here on defense. Luke Griner's going to come in and play corner or he's actually going to play the safety spot, I believe, for Ben Horace this time.
Going to give Horace just a break. We got a few new faces in here, which is great to see some of these kids get the experience against a very talented BGM squad. And I'll tell you what, our boys up front, that's NATO. Is that Nate Owen in there?
Yeah.
Number 10, Nate Owen. Oh, my goodness. You know, we've called his name a couple times, but, you know, it is so good. Nate didn't come out for the game last year for the sport. It is nice to see Nate out. He's a very good athlete.
Significant contributor this year. And, you know, we'll call his name a lot this year, I believe. That's a big kid that plays both sides of the ball and has done a fantastic job here tonight.
Absolutely. Glad to see Nate come back out, play this sport. He's a big basketball player, but good to see him out here. Here's Massengale around the left side. Not much going. Second down. Going to bring up second down. Nice. Not much going. You know, we got a lot of guys in that weren't off weren't starters at the start of the game tonight that are just, you know, playing as stout as the starting 11.
That's the neat thing is that we brought a younger group in here now, and you know, these guys haven't fallen off much. You know, we got a lot of the freshmen, we got some sophomores out here, and we're still playing against
it's great
big,
to see.
They're big first teamers. So.
All right, we got two of them, two BGM guys split over here to the right side. Here's a little chip shot out to the right side to Jack. Brings up fumble on the play, and the Cobras recover.
Looks like Colton Swanky knocked it loose.
Knocked it loose.
Play, and I think either Cole Striegel or somebody else recovered it.
Awesome. Awesome deal.
Good break.
Great break for the Cobras. 3:46 to go. Cobras lead 28-7. You know, we haven't seen the likes of Seren or Crawford in...
Well, really, we haven't seen the whole second half run the ball.
No, we haven't.
It's been a lot of Jake and Wicked camp. We've seen a little bit of Crawford here and there and a little bit of Cole Striegel, but we've seen a lot of new faces. And,
absolutely.
You know, hats off to those guys for making big contributions tonight.
Absolutely. Great to have the opportunity to get these younger kids in, get them some field time. Got to reach out here to our sponsors one more time here before we end the broadcast. 3:46 to go. Sigourney Kyoto leads BGM 28-7. Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual wish you the best of luck to the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras this season. Lyle Insurance is a proud supporter of our community and team. Gardner Collier Jewelers. Gardner Collier is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They are the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. Here we are, Cobra set. Our fumble on the play. We got Tyler Verstraete back in there replacing Blaine Gretter. Little miscommunication. Tyler kind of missed the snap there, and that's a loss of about 7 yards. That'll bring up second and long, second and 16 for the Cobras. Here's Verstraete leading the offense here. Straight in that single wing set. Hands off to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp moves forward, gets across the line of scrimmage, takes up about one, is going to bring up third down and about 15. Clock still moving, 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leads 28-7.
Yeah, and it's really refreshing, you know, to see a handful of you guys here back on the offensive side of the ball. You know, 2:35 left here in the fourth quarter. Hopefully we can get a little drive put together.
Absolutely. A lot of guys we saw bumping in that second squad in the Gatorade game. Another miss snap there. Tyler can't get the handle on that one, and that's going to bring up fourth down and extremely long for the Cobras. So on trots the punt team for the Cobras with 2:09 to go in the game.
Down is 21.
Micah, any score updates you can bring to us?
I have a blank screen.
We've lost communication with the Thunderbolt app, but it just appeared. And it appears. Who do we got back there punting? Is it Crawford?
I believe.
That's Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp with the punt.
Fielded by Knight.
Fielded by Knight. Looked like a clip there, but here we go. Hey, look at there.
Great job by number 40, Luke Griner, Gage Griner in there on the tackle.
Yeah,
Luke Griner. Young guys just flying around having fun.
And Applegate, number 40 in there along with Luke Grinder to bring that kid down. Tell you what,
that's fun to watch. Future of the SK football. Right?
Absolutely, these kids they really love the game of football. You know that, and knowing my son and the passion he has for it. And there's a lot of kids just like him. They got an extreme passion for the game of football, and they know what it's like. They know what the Sigourney Kyoto tradition has been, and they want to get back. To the way it was.
Looks like pro set power eye formation here.
The BGM has not, they have not taken out their starters. They are still running their first string staff, but not much going. Not much going for the Bears.
Eric White around the ball for BGM and Eric Mellenberg. He'd be a new face there at the tailback position, but lots of new faces coming in here for SK.
A lot of new faces, for sure. Getting a few. Regina Trail Solon, 21-14 at the third. Here is number 24 for
Weiss.
The BGM Bear.
What is it?
Weiss.
Weiss.
Haven't called his name much this evening. Maybe they are
7 yards in the play.
45 seconds to go here in the game. Maybe they are starting to get a few guys in that haven't seen much action tonight. This one's pretty much all over but the shouting, I would say, Micah. And they may shout at us as we pack up and leave. But had a good time calling this game. We stayed fairly dry. Here's Jansen back to pass. Got a guy open deep in night, and he is going to score. A little bit of something for the guys here in Brooklyn to cheer about.
Yeah.
Nice pass there by Jansen.
Little hookup, and unfortunately on the wet surface, Lane Gretter just slipped there down. And, I don't know if he's fighting cramp a little bit out there. You know, we got Blaine out there. He's played a lot of defensive back for us, and he just slipped, and Knight got past the outside.
Just did. Oh, we got the boys from BGM letting me know that I need to make sure I announce that they scored with 18 seconds left. I tell you what, take nothing away from this BGM team. They're a talented group of kids. They're going to do well in Class A.
Yeah, I take nothing away from them. I mean, they definitely have some talent, with Jensen at quarterback and, Knight at receiver and, a terrific offensive line and running back playing in that A class. They definitely will be, the team that they get beat by last year, I'm very fairly familiar with. They played in our district when I was in high school, West Lyon. That was a heck of a football team they got beat by last year, and they were runners up too. Take nothing away from them. They got a couple D1 athletes on that football team, I think, that are for sure once committed to Iowa already. So take nothing away from this BGM squad. I'm sure they will be very successful this year. On the bright side for us, Amos, we've seen a lot of good things tonight.
A lot of good things out of a lot of young kids.
And, I'll be totally frank and honest with you. I did not know what to expect tonight, but I've been pleasantly surprised.
I have, too. There again, going back to myself visiting with my son each night after practice, and what he says is, man, we are pumped up, and everybody's excited to be here. And I tell you, that's what it takes. It takes a group of kids and some leadership to do what it takes to win. And they've shown us tonight. Micah, there again, I'm not taking anything away from the BGM Bears, but we did not see much of our first team offense the entire second half.
Well, and honestly, I hope Peyton Crawford and Nate Searin, I think we're just more than anything, we're getting a little bit of rest in the second half. You know, those guys are big two-way players for us, along with a lot of other guys. I mean, we're not very deep. I mean, I'll be the first one to admit that those guys getting a little bit of rest in the second half. You know, the first night of the game.
Absolutely.
The one thing I do know, at the end of the day, BGM, these players will know we were here because there was a lot of hitting.
They had three or four guys down on the field. We had none.
Yeah, I know. Our guys definitely came to play, and they were hitting. And, you know, I can come back to a handful of big hits by Ben Horace and Cole Striegel and a couple of them by Cole Striegel. So, it's fun to watch. So come up with 18 seconds left here, kickoff, and looks like we're going to send Luke Griner deep to receive the kick. I've got a handful of other young guys out there here on the kick return team. So
now hopefully old Luker will cradle this one in and hold it tight with 18 seconds to go. Here's the kick. Oh, it's over his head. Get on it, buddy. Get on it. Okay, goes out of bounds. Flag.
So we'll start at the 35 here, 18 seconds left, and it'll be first down and 10 from the 35.
Absolutely. I'm sure probably, hey, not sure what squad he's sent it out here. Maybe the starting squad, I think, is going to come on for the last series of
doubt. Probably come on, and they will probably, I would guess, we might take a knee or
absolutely
victory formation possibly. But, you know, it's a good feeling.
Oh, it's
18 seconds left in the football game. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time, and it's been in the making.
Yeah, it's not, 28-14 is what the scoreboard reads, but it could have been. You know, hats off to our coaching staff. They took the opportunity. This game is over, and Sigourney Kyoto wins it 28-14. But, Micah, I'm telling you, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, hats off to the SK coaches for coming out here in the second half and not letting up. With a BGM squad that's as experienced as they are, explosive as they are, we didn't let up on the defensive side of things. And honestly, we ran a lot of young guys in here on the offensive side of the ball that didn't lose a step. So,
right.
It gives me fired up for the future.
You know, this BGM squad coming off Class A, runner-up. So they know what it's like to win, okay? And winning is contagious. And winning is a situation that you just, you know what you need to do to be successful. So for our boys to come in here, our kids to come in here and not be intimidated by a 262-pound average front line and do what they needed to do to succeed and win this ball game, paramount.
Well, hats off to the coaches, to be honest.
Without a doubt.
They had them here ready to play. And, play calling was great. We came right out of the gun. First play from scrimmage, we call a halfback pass, score a touchdown. Peyton Crawford returns a punt for a touchdown. You jump 14 up on anybody, you take a little bit of the wind out of the sails. And so hats off to the coaches. Right type of game plan. Jump on them early. That's risky behavior sometimes, but you know what, it worked, and hats off to them. It pays off in the end. Just great team win by SK.
SK all the way. Very, very proud of our kids. Very, very proud of our coaching staff. I hope we can continue it next week. Going to be an exciting call for you and I.
Looking forward to it.
As it appears, Pekin Packwood has kind of had their way with Eddyville Blakesburg tonight. So next week in Sigourney, regardless of the weather, we will stay dry. Next week in Sigourney is going to be a really fun game to call.
Oh, I can't wait. It's the backyard brawl. Pekin Packwood, SK football. Lots of relatives will be there, lots of close knit relationships. Rivalry games are the best.
There again, want to thank our sponsors before we sign off here on this Friday evening, opening night of high school football. Sigourney Kyoto victorious over BGM 28-14. Want to thank our sponsors, Producer Livestock of Harper, Brenneman Construction of Kyoto, Fagan Elevator of Kyoto, Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, Kyoto. Quality Ag of Kyoto. Vision Ag there in Kyoto. Benetil Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment located in Kyoto. Town and Country Insurance in Sigourney, Iowa. Lyle Insurance in Kyoto. Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa. American Cleaning of Oskaloosa. And Medicap Pharmacy. Folks, tune in again next week if you're unable to make it to Sigourney to listen. Tune in next week to listen to Mike and I bring you complete coverage of the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras kickoff. Next week will be set for 7 o'clock for the Backyard Brawl, Sigourney Kyoto and Pekin Packwood. This is Amos Greiner for Micah Harmson saying good night and go Cobras.